Bonjour and hello. Welcome to Northern Voices, celebrating ties to Minnesota's Northland, where I talk with folks from around Northern Minnesota about tradition, sustainability, and Indigenous and ancestral ways of life. I'm Leah Lem, your host and fellow Northlands explorer. Well, you can probably tell I'm not in my usual studio environment. I love to walk and really enjoy a good off-the-beaten-path hike. My guest today has inspired me to take to the trails and look for inspiration in the landscape. So I'm out in the spring air that's both clinging to the chill of winter and warming at the same time. This time of year always reminds me of a winding down school year, restlessness that comes with being able to shed layers of coats and sweaters and hats. I'm glad to be able to stretch my legs and bring this conversation to you at the same time. So please join me on my walk as I share with you the words from Jesse Dermody, sculptor, poet, and musician. We'll focus on his sculpture today and hear about his relationship with the land and one particular piece that was inspired by his grandfather.
My name is Jesse Dermody. I'm a poet, a sculptor, a musician, and I live in northern Minnesota, and I love living here. And it's where I get a lot of my inspiration. Breathing, walking, talking, or not talking, that those are all forms of art. Art isn't just the physical working with wood or the putting to words onto paper. It's also the space between the words, the space between the wood and around the wood and around the words. So for me, art and being an artist is a whole way of life, not just a specific narrow moment in life.
When I look at Jesse's work, it has that way of sneaking up on you. It's many things at once. It's earth and elements, stone, root, bone, these recognizable things we see while walking in the woods. And Jesse, as the artist, brings us along and sculpts it into what he sees.
The sculpting came about suddenly and unexpectedly, and has grown steadily and very slowly since I was probably 18 years old. I'm 45 now. It has its explosive moments, but it's a perpetual thing. I work on sculptures when I hike. Like today I went hiking and I was working on sculptures while I was hiking inside myself, as inspired by the imperfection of nature and the breeze and everything. And I also saw there was a lake with a beaver dam, and I think beavers are pretty awesome sculptors themselves, the way they work and their sculptures are their homes. You know, I think that I like for my sculpture to be my home too. I find little oddities, pieces of root, driftwood, stones, what have you. As I'm hiking along, and I usually have a small bag with me, otherwise I get burdened down trying to carry 20 pieces as I'm hiking along. But stick them in my bag for later use, and a time usually comes within a week or a month or a year or whatever that I end up using one of those pieces in a quick fluid flush of inspiration for some vision that I've had for a sculpture I want to complete. Yeah. Oh, that's an okay way of putting it.
Now, as I'm walking, there's not much out here besides me that's up and around, that I can see anyway. I do hear some frogs, and there's a dog in the distance. But there are all these items around me, all these relatives that have spirit. And this energy and stillness is evident in Jesse's process.
There's a profound energy that permeates and exudes from even what we might consider to be dead, like logs. or stones are very energetic. And I guess the culture I grew up in might consider them dead, but I don't consider them dead because the energy is there. The energy is alive. And they're remembrancers of the past too. Like stones, all you have to do is imagine the volcanic activity that it took to make that stone. Or you see a log or a stump or a root system that's been exposed that used to be a part of a living tree. It's a remembrancer of that tree. There you have it. It's a snapshot of the grandeur that used to be, you know, and it's great to be around that. Amongst, of course, the living forest as well, the trees that are still alive. There's a lot of history and story that can be read into just by paying attention to that. And also the insects that live inside the wood of the trees that used to be alive. Like today on my hike, three different times, I don't know exactly, it's a black ant, and they had formed into a cluster on top of the earth, like a large 8-inch by 8-inch sort of cluster mound of black ants crawling into and through each other. Found that three times today. I've never seen that before, and I wondered why I'd never seen it before. Am I blind? It's a springtime phenomenon, obviously, and what the heck was happening with these ants? You know, so the earth is very alive. It carries a lot of life, and so does what you might think of as dead things. There's much life, you know, to be looked into with that, and it's inspiring, and a part of my sculptures. Yeah, you know, they're not dead; they're energetic.
There's one particular piece I'd like to talk about. Jesse has named it Orville after his grandfather. It's made from driftwood, roots, animal bone, and it stands like a person, almost gesturing hello. And it looks like it could just start walking.
Yeah, that one was inspired by my my grandfather, Orville, my dad's dad, who passed on, 20 years ago, at least 20 years ago. And yeah, so that's probably why there's a lot of movement there, because I really like my grandpa. And he was a stern, stoic, very warm-hearted man who loved Shakespeare and Hemingway and John Steinbeck, and was an English teacher and a coach of all different sorts of high school and college sports, and was a wonderful athlete himself. You know, athleticism is an art form. He actually, in the 1930s, he turned down an offer from the Chicago Cubs to be their, I think, a shortstop as a professional baseball player, because he could earn more money as a high school teacher and be with his family and not have to travel around the country. So he chose to stick with his family and earn his keep with his family instead of pursuing his sports career. But so he was an athletic person with a lot of movement in his life. Maybe that's why it moves. Mm-hmm.
Really wonderful, Jesse. Jimmy Gwaich, Jesse Dermody, for taking time to talk about your art and sharing it with the rest of us. I wish you the best on your future hikes. Well, it's only been a few minutes on my own hike. I've seen a downed log that reminds me of a pterodactyl, and another chunk of wood that's reminiscent of the Horn of Gondor from Lord of the Rings. So I know making art and all of that is not a simple, straightforward process. It takes time and patience, but I'm enjoying observing my surroundings even more deeply. I know the possibilities for artistic inspiration are out there and are endless. I'm Leah Lem. Thank you for joining me for Northern Voices. Northern Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Musical Flourishes brought to you by Sam Miltich. Thank you to team member Aaron Warhol for the extra listening and guidance. Gigawabamin, and see you soon.